This is Mrs. Nick Item of the College Community Women's Club. On our telefed program this week, we are presenting Mrs. Mariette Pilgrim, who we feel is the one to tell us about Alaskan authors. It is with great pleasure that we present Mrs. Pilgrim to our radio audience. Mrs. Pilgrim, do you belong to any organization that limits its membership to authors?
Yes, I belong to the National League of American Penwomen. This organization was founded in 1897. It's a national organization of professional women engaged in creative work, whether it be in the field of art, letters, or music. We have one branch in Alaska, the Juneau branch, and I am a charter member of this group. We have two members who have recently had books published. The first of these is Mrs. Morgan of Juneau, who has written The Very Thought of Thee. Her book is a prize winner in the Zondervan's Christian Biography of Missionary Book Contest. It is an account of missionary activity and labors in Alaska. It's written in a sprightly style and decidedly humorous, and gives a presentation of the things that face a pioneer missionary couple in Alaska. The second is Mrs. Laura Jones, who has written Hearth in the Snow. Her book was published under her maiden name of Buchan. It's the story of a Bering Sea village. Mrs. Jones is with the Alaska Native Service. Her first edition is running 100,000 copies. It is being considered by the Book of the Month Club. In February, Mrs. Greening held a public tea at the Governor's Mansion in Juneau for these two women. The Seattle branch of the Seattle Public Library has a bookshelf which is sponsored by the Northwest Association, or the Northwest Group of this organization at Seattle. It is a bookshelf of Alaska authors, and it is well represented on our list.
Do you know of any other local authors?
Yes, we have several, which is very surprising because you seldom hear of some of them. First, I should like to mention Lee S. Gardner, who has written The Optimist, American Plan. Mr. Gardner is now running for the legislature. We have Lumen Becker of Esther, whose book is to be published soon. He has also written many articles on Alaska which have been published. I'm sure you have all read the poetry of Maud Granoff. Then we have Leon Vincent, who has written both poetry and prose. He won an award during a previous ice carnival for the best poem about the carnival. Helen Wilcox has published stories in a Canadian girls magazine. Then we have Mrs. H.C. Landrieu, better known as Jackie Landrieu, who has written stories, especially boys' stories. She writes under a pen name, so you probably would not recognize it. She probably produces more published work than any other person around Fairbanks. Her stories are especially dog stories, and if you have heard Carnival News lately, you will understand why she is interested in dogs. John Ryan, editor of the News Miner, has written to Maggie Murphy. Herb Hilcher, Alaska Now. Then we have David Tewksbury, who in 1947 had published a Who's Who in Alaska and Alaska Business Directory. In 1950, he put out the Business Directory and Almanac. This has a great fund of information on innumerable phases of present-day Alaska. David and Mrs. Tewksbury are both teaching at Fort Yukon this year. That's their second year at Fort Yukon. David's parents lived in Alaska, where David's father was at one time associated with a news miner.
Where may publications by local authors be found? And what are some other late publications?
I was at the House of Adler a few nights ago, and I was amazed at the number of books on Alaska that they have on their shelves. Some I thought were out of print, such as Judge Wickersham's Old Yukon, but I found it there. I also found some new books. The first I should like to mention is Home by the Bering Sea by Mary E. Winchell. Mrs. Winchell was a missionary. In fact, she was the matron at the Jesse Lee home at Unalaska. That is the home where Simeon Oliver spent his boyhood. He was one of the children under her care. And while I am mentioning Simeon, I should tell you of his two books. First, The Son of the Smoky Sea and Back to the Smoky Sea. At the present time, the Olivers are on a concert and lecture tour, and at Christmas time, we heard from them in New Hampshire. Then we have Barney Hits the Trail, which is a new book by Sarah and Fred Mockatons. This is a story of a boy who is invited to spend the winter with his uncle in Alaska. It is an account of his experiences at Unalakleet on the Bering Sea. Fred is a nephew of the late Charlie Traeger of Unalakleet, and many of the experiences are his own. He has also written On Arctic Ice and Panic, Eskimo Sled Dog. Then I found another book which interested me very much, Bridge to Russia, Those Amazing Aleutians. This is the account of the experiences of Murray Morgan in the Aleutians during World War II. Some of the others I found were Let's Read About Alaska by Stuart R. Tompkins, The Story of the Totem Pole by Ruth Rindle, and of course the Helmrichs books. The most interesting, I believe, that I found was Alaska, the Trailblazers of Bygone Days, Pioneers of Alaska. This was compiled by Dr. William Chase of Cordova. The illustrations and photographs are from old prints. The publication was sponsored by the Grand Igloo Pioneers of Alaska. The dedication was interesting, and I quote, "Legions of Alaskans and their faithful animals that have passed over the Great Divide." There are three parts to this book. First, interesting stories of Alaska. Second, lists of original organizations and charter members of various igloos and other lists of members. And the third part was given over to illustrations and photographs. Dr. Chase has also written other books, Reminiscences of Captain Billy Moore and the Sourdough Pot. While I was at the bookstore, I found two books on poetry, two new books, I should say. One was A Night in Sitka by Edith L. Thomas, and I Reached for a Star by Mrs. Lenore Dawes. Mrs. Dawes is the wife of the late Dr. Dawes. I heard her read some of her poetry when I was in judo at the Creative Writers Club, and I enjoyed her poetry very much. I also found Herb Hilcher's Alaska Now, John Ryan's Maggie Murphy, and Lee S. Gardner's The Optimist, American Plan, at the bookstore.
Who are some of our outstanding fiction writers?
Probably the best author, or the author who has produced the most, I should say, the most fiction, is Barrett Willoughby. The first story I read of hers was Rocking Moon. This was published in American Magazine many years ago. Others are Alaskans All, The Golden Totem, Sitka, Alaska Holiday, River House, Sandra Umore, and others. Then we have Rex Beach, who lived in the territory during the stampede days or the early mining days. We have his Iron Trail, a story of Copper River Northwestern Railway. World in His Arms is a later book. Then we have The Spoilers, which is a history of the gold rush at Nome. Most Alaskans have read Jack London's Call of the Wild, White Fang, and Sea Wolf. And from Fairbanks, I have listed two, that is, these people lived here at one time. First, Eunice Mays Boyd, her Doom in the Midnight Sun, of which the scene is laid around Harding Lake. Her second, Murder Wears Mucklucks. The scene is laid right here in Fairbanks. Mary Lee Davis has written Alaska, the Great Bear's Cub, Uncle Sam's Attic, Sourdough Gold, and We Are Alaskans.
Do we have any books based on personal experiences or stories based on the experiences of others during the pioneer days in Alaska?
Yes, we have many of those. We have had our share of doctors, missionaries, teachers, judges, whalers, miners, and other early day pioneers who have tried their hand at telling of their own experiences or others who have written concerning them. I have mentioned Simeon Oliver. I should like to also mention Alaska Nellie, which is written by Nellie Neal Lawing. Many of the people who have traveled the Alaska Railroad have stopped at Nellie's place near Seward and heard a firsthand account of her exploits in pioneering and have seen the trophies which pay tribute to Nellie's marksmanship. Then there's Judge Wickersham, Judge James Wickersham, who has written Old Yukon, Tales, Trails, and Trials. Judge Wickersham is one of Alaska's best-known personalities. He also compiled a bibliography of Alaska literature from 1724 to 1924. It was the Wickersham Collection, which was purchased by the or purchased for the Territorial Library and Museum at Juneau several years ago. This is one of the best known collections of Alaska literature. Then there is Charlie Brower, who lived at Barrow. He wrote 50 Years Below Zero. This is a story of 57 years spent in the Arctic. It's a good account of early life in the Arctic when the newcomer lived off the land, as did the Eskimo. There is The Time of My Life by Dr. Devine. This is a story of his experiences as a practicing physician in southeastern Alaska. Dr. Devine is now retired and living in California. Probably the best known book of this type is The Dog Team Doctor by Eva Greenslet Anderson. This is a story of the experiences of Dr. Romig Sr., that is, his experiences in the Bethel area. You will recall that Dr. Romig came to Alaska as a Moravian missionary doctor. Then we have the stories of missionaries and their work. Eskimo Parish by Paul O'Connor, S.J., in 1947. Dog Sled Apostles, A.H. Savage, 1945. The Apostle of Alaska by Arctander, 1901. This is a story of William Duncan of Metlakatla. Reverend Duncan brought the Metlakatla people from B.C. to the present Metlakatla and made this a model native cooperative settlement. Then we have the stories by Reverend Bernard Hubbard, Mushu Malamutes, also Cradle of the Storms. Another is Alaska and the Missions of the North Pacific by Reverend Sheldon Jackson. Another, Man of Alaska by Thomas Jenkins. This is the history of the Episcopal Church and its dominating figure for 47 years, Bishop Rowe. Then we have the stories of Stampeders and Whalers. The Trail Led North by Martha McCune, 1947. God's Loaded Dice, Henry Woods, 1948. Klondike Gold by Hubert Correll, 1947. In Alaskan Waters, Alfred Wolf. One Man Against the North, 1941. Whale Hunt by Haley in 1948. And even a woman, May Kellogg Sullivan, who wrote a book entitled A Woman Who Went to Alaska. This is an account of her own experiences during the Gold Rush days.
How about during and immediately following the war years?
Yes, we had another flood of books during and immediately after the last war. Jean Potter wrote Alaska Under Arms. She also later wrote The Flying North, which is a book of our bush pilots. Another, an artist looks at Alaska by Henry Poor, one of a group of artists commissioned by the War Department to cover wartime Alaska. Our Hidden Front by Gilman tells how Alaska was saved and the Aleutians reconquered. It also presents the post-war problem where the American, Russian, and Japanese interests come together. Another, War Discovers Alaska by Driscoll. This is a newspaper man's account of what was happening during the war from Kotzebue to Ketchikan.
You know, I believe we're going to have to stop right there, Mrs. Pilgrim, as our 15 minutes are up. And I'd like to tell the radio audience that the next program will continue where we left off. And we thank you very much, Mrs. Pilgrim. This is Mrs. Nick Item of the College Community Women's Club presenting the Telefact program. And we thank you all for listening.